This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This program is a program about intelligent medicine, which is the best of natural therapies, the best of high-tech medicine. We put that together for you each weekend. And this week, well, I'm about 11 hours from arriving from San Diego, California, at JFK Airport. Excuse me if I'm a little bit discombobulated because I got in around 2 a.m. and then got up early to prepare this broadcast. We've got lots and lots to talk about because the American Nutrition Association had its inaugural meeting in San Diego, and it's actually a conglomeration of previous organizations, a coalition of organizations that are designed to bring personalized nutrition to Americans. There's something called the Board for Certification of Nutrition Specialists, which awards the CNS, the Certified Nutrition Specialist credential, to practitioners who pass an exam. And I got that credential way back in 1995. And it was a great conference. I'm going to be telling you about it. Lots and lots of people at the conference were people that we've actually interviewed here for my Intelligent Medicine podcasts. 877-726-8255 is our number, and you can start calling. We invite your questions. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question. And, you know, I'm just, I really feel privileged to be able to share with you some of the exciting revelations about personalized nutrition that we talked about there at the ANA conference. And what's interesting about the conference is, and it may seem a little weird, because the theme of the conference was environmental toxicity. I may say, well, you know, what does that have to do with nutrition? You know, nutrition is about selecting the right foods, you know, whether you should be on a low-carb diet or a vegan diet, you know, eat lots and lots of fruits and vegetables. Yeah, we can talk about supplements. Those all come into the purview of nutrition. But what's up with talking about environmental toxicity? What role does that play? And how can they have a three-day nutrition conference that focuses on environmental toxicity? Well, the reason for that is that the food supply in the U.S. and across the developed world, in fact, you know, the entire globe, because even the so-called third world, is beset with environmental toxicity. And there's some interesting things going on, because Americans are getting fatter and fatter and sicker and more prone to metabolic syndrome and diabetes and degenerative disorders, and cancer is now eclipsing heart disease as the major cause of death, because we're making progress against heart disease, but cancer is still rampant. And so, you know, what is it? Is it just because we're eating more and exercising less? Is that the end-all and be-all of our epidemic of degenerative diseases? And the answer is that pollution, environmental pollution, toxins in the environment, may play a big role in things like obesity. And there were some very, very convincing lectures at this conference suggesting that things that we consume, PCBs and BPA, these are ubiquitous environmental pollutants, things that we find in the food, in the water, that these things act as endocrine disruptors. They change the way that our metabolism works, and they make it such that insulin, which is responsible for blood sugar regulation, just doesn't work as well in the body. It poisons our metabolic machinery, and so dealing with environmental pollution is a really, really big issue when it comes to nutrition. And another big issue just kept coming up, glyphosate, the chemical in Roundup, which recently was deemed at least a potential carcinogen by the World Health Organization. It's also been the basis of these really huge multi-million-dollar lawsuits that allege that agricultural workers and landscapers who used a lot of Roundup came down with a certain type of cancer, which is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Well, they got big awards because it was demonstrated that there was a strong link between glyphosate exposure and cancer. But you may say, well, you know, yeah, these are agricultural workers. They're just getting tons. They're spraying it. They're getting, you know, their hands are covered with it. They're breathing it. They're inhaling it. Maybe they didn't use proper protection. But what about you, the average Joe? I mean, even people who sometimes avoid GMO foods. GMO foods are sprayed liberally with glyphosate. So you may say, well, yeah, I go to Whole Foods. I get organic foods. I'm not worried about that for me and my family. Well, some of the presenters at this conference, and these were really top research scientists at major institutions. San Diego, where the conference is held, it's a major research center on the effects of environmental toxins. And they demonstrated very, very convincingly that the low levels of glyphosate that we're exposed to routinely can have a very deleterious effect on things like fertility, on our brains. And most disturbingly, glyphosate, you know, it's an herbicide. It's something that's designed, it's a weed killer. So it kills weeds, but it's supposed to spare the GMO crops that are Roundup resistant. But this is something that I suspected for a long time, and we've done a lot of podcasts on glyphosate. Many of my guests have suggested that if it's an herbicide, if it's a weed killer, maybe it's killing some of the bacteria in our intestinal tracts. And that's a problem, because taking antibiotics, which disrupt our microbiome, and using glyphosate, even very low levels that we find, very small residues that we find in food and water, that this glyphosate is altering our microbiome in harmful ways. And now we know that so much of our health depends on the diversity of bacteria that populate our gastrointestinal tracts. And so this conference really drove home to me and the 500 attendees there that environmental pollution is a huge problem, big problem. One of the speakers, and he's been a guest on Intelligent Medicine, you can listen to his podcast with me that we did recently, Dr. Joe Prizzorno, he suggested that the biggest environmental pollutant in America is, you wouldn't get, I mean, you might say, well, mercury, right? Well, get mercury in fish. Okay, yeah, that's a big problem. What about lead? Yeah, industrial lead. That's a residue from the 60s before we banned leaded gasoline and leaded paint. Yeah, that's a big problem. Very much associated with cardiovascular risk. But the single biggest problem, he says, is arsenic. Now, you may say, well, now, you know, my wife isn't trying to poison me. You know, it's not arsenic and old lace. But arsenic is ubiquitous in the environment. And what are the sources of arsenic? Well, you know, you go and you buy your organic, or you go and you buy your chicken or your rice. It's very high in arsenic. I say you're on a gluten-free diet. Well, if you're on a gluten-free diet, what's the substitute in those gluten-free bagels that you're eating? It's usually rice. And rice has the unique ability to concentrate a lot of arsenic. So many people are walking around with pretty significant amounts of arsenic. Arsenic blocks the metabolism of sugar in the body. And according to Dr. Brizzarno, it's responsible for double digits in terms of our current epidemic of diabetes. So it's not just, you know, you're not exercising enough. It's not just that you're eating too much. It may not be your fault that you're fat because of environmental pollutants that permeate the environment and are ubiquitous in our diets. These are some of the things that may set the stage for an epidemic of disease. So that's why the theme of this conference was environmental pollution and our food supply. We got to make sure that our food supply is clean, that we limit our exposure to environmental chemicals, that we don't microwave in plastic. These are important measures when it comes to our overall health portfolio. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be talking more about the recent ANA conference that I attended, and we'll be taking your phone calls. Lots more on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. You know, we talk about the importance of the microbiome, and let me give a shout-out to one of our good sponsors, Essential Formulas, the makers of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Because they just won a very prestigious award at something called the Microbiome and Probiotics USA Annual Conference. It was also held in San Diego, California, but it was a week before I went there. It was actually held last month. And it's the presentation that one was by a frequent guest on our podcasts, Dr. Ross Pelton, who is a pharmacist and a PhD and a certified clinical nutritionist. He won first place honors for his poster abstract on something called Postbiotic Metabolites, the New Frontier in Microbiome Science. And so what that's about is a very interesting concept. And he really fleshed it out at this conference and won a first place award, is that Well, you know, there are probiotics. I mean, the bugs that are in the capsules or in the liquids or in the fermented foods, those are probiotics. And there are what are called prebiotics. Well, we know the prebiotics are the foods and fibers that promote the growth of good bacteria, examples of which are inulin and fructose oligosaccharides, or FOS. And now there's a concept of postbiotics, and he really fleshed that out. It turns out that, you know, a probiotic should be more than just a probiotic. You can have a prebiotic in the probiotic formula, and that means something that's actually going to help grow the bugs that you want to grow. And Dr. Hiras has some prebiotics in with the probiotics, but also there are postbiotics, and it's actually very complicated. There are and they did an analysis on Dr. Hiras probiotics. They're actually fermented foods. It's a better way to think about it, that they are fermented foods, because they're live bacteria in a matrix of prebiotics, but also delivering a lot of postbiotics. So what you get, and it's complicated, you get 36 amino acids, 59 organic acids, 215 peptides, 10 nucleic acids, 43 lipids, 14 steroids, 19 saccharides, 9 polyphenols, and 3 terpenes. These are all very, very important compounds in their own right. They're very therapeutic, and they're part of sort of a portfolio of compounds that are delivered by Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. So don't just think about, you know, the bugs. The bugs are important, because some of the bugs are going to take up residence in your gastrointestinal tract and replenish the depleted bacteria that may have been damaged by glyphosate or by taking proton pump inhibitors, acid blockers, or by antibiotics. But you're also getting a real spectrum of postbiotic metabolites. And, you know, it's pretty cool that this was acknowledged by the researchers and professionals at the Microbiome and Probiotics Conference held last month in San Diego, California. Congratulations to Ross Pelton for getting first place honors for his presentation, Postbiotic Metabolites, the New Frontier in Microbiome Science. Pretty cool. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. That's our number for this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And, of course, at this conference, you know, any nutrition conference these days, they often talk about the microbiome, the impact of diet on the microbiome, the impact of environmental pollutants on the microbiome. The microbiome seems to be important for, well, virtually everything, not just digestive ailments, but there's now evidence that the microbiome may have a big impact on things like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and even mood. And there's a whole branch of microbiome research that looks at the role of what are called psychobiotics. I mean, okay, we've heard of probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. Now there's psychobiotics, bacteria that influence mood. Now you may think that's a bridge too far. I mean, you know, clearly you eat a lot of junk, you're going to damage your microbiome, and you're going to feel bad, and it's going to affect your brain. I mean, I think that's pretty intuitive. But is it possible to alter mood via the microbiome? And so far, there are studies that show that probiotics can have an impact on depression. But this isn't this just blew my mind. This is amazing, because the stuff you can do with animals is a whole lot more aggressive than what you can do with humans. And did you know that Purina is marketing a new product for dogs called Calming Care? Now, you might think, you know, what's in that? Is there, you know, CBD oil in there, or oil of lavender, or some amino acid or something that affects the brain of dogs and exerts a calming effect on them? You know, there's so many, like theanine, things like that, that we use. Is it a vitamin? Is it magnesium? Is it B vitamins? Well, no. It turns out that it's a probiotic. It's a probiotic called Bifidobacterium longum BL999. So don't go home and, you know, buy some ProPlan Calming Care and take it as a human, because it's not yet clear that what works for dogs works in humans. But they actually are marketing this, and they've done studies that show that taking this probiotic can have a calming effect on dogs that bark incessantly, that chase their tails. You know, the research is robust enough that they've launched a specific product called Calming Care for dogs. That's amazing. They say a group of anxious Labrador retrievers, those of you who own labs, you know that, you know, they can be a little touchy. 24 anxious Labrador retrievers were enrolled in the trial, and all dogs were fed the same complete and balanced diet. For the first 6 weeks, 12 dogs were supplemented with B. longum BL999, while the other 12 were given a placebo. They got to give the dogs a placebo because, you know, placebos really work on dogs, right? It's like, here I'm giving you, you're enrolling you in this experiment, and this experiment's designed to see if this is going to help your anxiety. So, you know, really? I mean, I guess it's, they got to give a placebo to dogs. I mean, humans, they got to give a placebo too, because the humans are going to think, oh yeah, maybe this is going to help my, yeah, it really worked great. Big placebo effect in people, but I don't know about dogs. Anyway. Following a three-week washout period, the supplemented and placebo groups were reversed for an additional 6 weeks. So there was like a crossover study, so that each dog served as his or her own control. During each phase, the dog's behaviors in response to a variety of stimuli were recorded. You know, just how about the 4th of July? That's a good example of, you know, what gets dogs going really off the ranch. Heart rate and heart rate variability, as well as salivary cortisol concentrations, were assessed. Salivary cortisol, a measure of stress. Day-to-day behaviors like spinning, pacing, jumping, and barking were also noted. And what they found was that this probiotic B. longum BL999 resulted in statistically significant improvement in dogs displaying day-to-day anxious behavior. They also had reduced salivary cortisol concentration, decreases in heart rates, and increases in heart rate variability, which is a good thing. So they concluded by feeding a probiotic that positively affects dogs, veterinarians can now offer owners a new strategy to help manage dogs with anxiety. It just blows my mind. So another, you know, when you go to these conferences, a lot of the learning occurs outside the lecture hall. And so I had lunch with a colleague of mine, a lady who I know professionally, and she had an unfortunate encounter with Giardia parasites, which just debilitated her. And then she, on top of that, had to take antibiotics for months to get rid of the Giardia. And the last time I saw her, she just looked like she was running on fumes. She was exhausted. She was pale. She said that she had to take a leave of absence to get her health together. And I wished her well when I saw her, you know, a few months ago. Well, she appeared at this conference, and she was radiant. She just seemed, I said, you look great. I said, I guess that rest and recovery period, that leave of absence that you took from your demanding job, really helped to reconstitute you. And she said, yeah, and she smiled. And then she said, you want to know my secret? I said, okay, sure, yeah. What is it? What'd you do? She said, well, I went over to England, and I obtained a fecal transplant. Now, people who have depleted GI tracts stand to benefit from fecal transplants. This is from healthy donors. Ostensibly, they have to be very carefully screened to put back good bacteria in their intestinal tracts. She received a rectal enema of, poop. And she says that it just transformed her health. Her gastrointestinal symptoms resolved. But she said, as an additional side effect, she said, I am happy as I've never been before in my life. She says, I'm not sure what it is, but it's something about the bacteria that I received in that fecal transplant. Now, I'm not saying that this should be casually undertaken, because I also know of many cases where it can backfire. It can be dangerous. Recently, there was a death associated with a fecal transplant. So it's a little bit like, I was going to say Russian roulette, but more appropriately, it's kind of a crapshoot when you do that. You just don't necessarily know what you're getting there. The science for this is in its infancy, but there really is something about the power of the microbiome to shape the mind. Now, what's interesting about this Purina product, they proved it for dogs. It's going to be a lot harder for them to approve claims for humans, because the FDA, our watchdog, if you excuse the expression, over new supplements, and especially if they're making medical claims like, yeah, this treats depression, but they're not going to allow that very easily. Right? So it's more likely that your dog will get relief from anxiety than you will from specifically targeted probiotics in the near future. But the power of poop, or the power of beneficial probiotics, is immense, even when it comes to things that you wouldn't expect, like depression and anxiety. It truly is amazing. All right. I recently ran a series in my newsletter about immunity, and I looked at 21 different compounds and supplements that can have a beneficial effect on immunity, especially in view of the fact that the weather's turned cold, especially cold here in the Northeast. There's a cold wave across the Midwest, record low temperatures. And it's shocking the systems of a lot of people are getting sick, and, you know, flu season is upon us, and flu vaccine's not very effective. So I updated my list of powerful immune-supporting supplements for winter 2019-2020. And among them was oil of oregano. So Let me share this with you. If you're looking to give your immune system a boost, here's a natural solution from one of our new sponsors. It's Future Farm Botanicals Liquid Wild Oil of Oregano with Rosemary Extract and Natural Honey Flavor. Future Farm's Wild Oil of Oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits. It's antimicrobial, big time, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Interestingly, also has brain benefits. It aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory. It also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean, produces in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or it's now on Fullscript. You can go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. And just note that wild oil of oregano, it's all natural, science-based, and it works without any adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farms. Buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's the website that you can use. It's actually, I misspoke, it's not yet on Fullscript. So get it at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. All right. When we return, we're going to take a look at why it's so hard to figure out what to eat. A big op-ed calls out nutrition research in the New York Times this week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, just back from a big conference on nutrition of the American Nutrition Organization, the ANA. Which was held in San Diego, California, and lots of great speakers. Dale Bredesen was there. Jeffrey Bland was there. A lot of people, Tarona Lowdog was there. These are all people that I've interviewed in the past. And Bredesen, of course, very well known these days for demonstrating in a cohort of patients with MCI, mild cognitive impairment, which is a precursor to Alzheimer's, that their cognitive problems could be reversed, literally not just slowed, but reversed with diet and lifestyle approaches, better sleep hygiene, exercise, and supplements.
And he has a way of personalizing it. It's not just a one-size-fits-all protocol. You might say, well, let me get the Bredesen protocol, and I'll just do whatever he says, and it'll prevent cognitive decline. No, you have to get this kind of individualized to your particular circumstance. Even genetic analysis plays a role in determining what to take, because some people have weak links in their genes, and they may require more choline, for example. The genetic analysis that I'm now doing for patients points to need for additional vitamin D or magnesium or choline or B vitamins if they've got methylation problems. These all can be predicted sometimes on the basis of genetic analysis. Just submit a saliva sample and you can find out a lot about your potential needs. So great conference. So then at the end of the conference, you know, I stayed at just the very end of the conference, and then I grab my bag, go for an Uber. I called the Uber. The another guy at the conference was there. He said, let's share a ride. So we jump in the back, and we start talking about the conference. And the cab, he's not a cab, it's a Uber. The Uber driver looks like a young, healthy guy. In contradistinction to some of my other Uber drivers, I had a Lyft driver while I was there who literally, he was about 300 pounds. He looked like he was one of the subjects of the conference. You know, we could have really done an intervention on him, but we didn't go there with him. But this guy looked super healthy. The guy picked us up to take us to the airport, and he heard our conversation. He said, well, what type of doctors are you? And he said, well, we were medical nutritionists. And he got all excited, and he says, oh, my goodness, I'm really into that. You know, it's like we had made his day. It was great. And so we said, yeah, I do intermittent fasting, and I take, supplements. And I said, well, are you – he said, what's, like, the most amazing thing for athletic performance and longevity? And I said, well, there are a lot of things, but I mentioned nicotinamide riboside, which is True Niagen, one of our sponsors here on Intelligent Medicine. Oh my goodness, he says, I take that. In fact, I just went and I bought some. And it was he had a lot of fun. We gave him all kinds of nutritional advice. I left him a big tip as well, you know, so he had that just made his day. So it was fun. Why is it so hard to figure out what to eat? That's the subject of an op-ed in the New York Times, which came out the day that I arrived in San Diego. So it's by David Ludwig, and David Ludwig is a pediatrician, but his big thing is carbs and soda that cause kids to get fat and have metabolic syndrome. And he writes in the New York Times that most diet trials in the best journals fail even the most basic of quality control measures. He actually published his study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, but he wrote an article for the lay public in the New York Times. And there's a bunch of reasons for that. You know, he says, trials may provide misleading results for many reasons, including small size, short duration, and weak interventions. He says that, interestingly, you know, you think about this. When you do a nutritional trial, it's not like you just give people a pill to take. And even with trials where people are supposed to take a pill, sometimes they don't. You know, they're non-compliant. But when it comes to diet, he says, consider a trial for promising cancer treatment in which participants assigned to receive the drug didn't take it as intended. If the drug group showed no benefit over the placebo group, we wouldn't automatically assume the drug lacked promise. We would conclude that the study failed and that stronger methods, maybe medication organizer trails and daily text message reminders, are needed to make sure the drug is properly used so that we can see if it works. But the illogical assumption that diet didn't work is commonly made when volunteers in weak trials do not follow the assigned diet. So, there's a lot of pitfalls in nutritional studies. And he says, in conclusion, we need a sort of Manhattan Project, you know, like with the development of the A-bomb in World War II, to find definitive answers to the epidemics of diet-related disease, because we're faced with crises of cancer, obesity, type 2 diabetes, childhood behavioral problems, and the answer, at least in part, lies in better nutrition. 877-726-8255 is our number. Call us next hour. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.